many things happen, God, so mysterious, Lord. God, if something happens, Lord, just don't seem right, God. Lord, bless that family. That man took his life. God, it don't even look like there would be a reason for it. But God, there's something had to be drastic. Something had to be terrible. Something had to happen. Lord, pray, God, that you bless, Lord, that family, God. Lord, it's too late to pray for that individual. God, pray for their family, Lord, that family, God, that their hearts find some kind of comfort and peace in this time of grief, affliction, Lord. God, I don't know what would make a man want to kill himself, God, other than the devil. God, we pray, Lord, that you'll loose his hands and keep them away from that family, God. Bless them to feel the peace of God. Bless them to feel the spirit and the joys of the Lord, God. Help them, God, some kind of way that they find some kind of stability in their life, satisfaction, God. Help them to meet Jesus, the Savior, Lord. Bless all the requests, God. Jonathan said to bless his family, Lord. Remember his family, God. Bless him, Lord, and help him tonight. Let's just help him. Brother Tony's help with the incident, God. The insurance, Lord. God, pray that you work it out, Lord. Family, some of them need to be saved tonight, God. My family, Lord. All our families, God. Bless them, Lord. They can have an ear to hear and an eye to see. And a heart to be obedient, God. Bless them and help them. All our loved ones, God. Sister Peggy said, remember Morgan and Pete, God. Bless them and help them, Lord. They need to be saved, most of them all. But God bless them in the hospital. Lord, they need to be, Lord. God bless them and help them. Sister Peggy, Lord, God bless them. God bless them and help them. Sister Lisa had requests, God. God, you know all the needs. You know about the situations, God, the hearts and the mind, Lord. Bless and help, God. God, we need you tonight. Lord, help us to find some kind of peace, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. God, help us to find some kind of peace, God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, times of trouble, God, at times of peril, God, at times of perplexity, God, help us, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, bless this service tonight. Have your way, God. God, have your way in this service tonight, Lord. Pray, God, every heart and soul be obedient. Follow the Spirit, God. God, just bless in a mighty way. Bless you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, we do thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you tonight. God, we thank you and praise you tonight. Praise you, Lord. God, we thank you and praise you tonight. Y'all come on up. Y'all want to be prayed for? Come on up. Anybody else like to have prayer tonight? Come out on up. God bless you.
God, we ask your cooperation to give us
Lord, bless your heart, Lord, God. bless them and them have a spirit on God that will last, that will dwell with them all their life, God, the Spirit of the Lord. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God. Keep them and guide them and correct them, Lord.
Lord, and know the will of God. And know the difference between
the glory of God, Lord.
Have your grace in you,
good Lord. Anybody else like to be prayed for? Anybody else, just come on up. Hey, Lord, Father, we thank you, sister, today. Lord, we praise you, thank you. Thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, God. God, this is a blessing here, Lord. God, you say we would be a blessing, God. God, we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all things
in your blood.
God, bless her, Lord, for the sack of what we have got for her, God. God, this is a blessing, Lord. Lay right here in this presence, God. God, help her be obedient.
Lord, I'm asking you.
The Father and the Spirit of blessing, God. God, help her, God, and bless her.
Let your will be
done. We won't look upon people with enough compassion and concern. Lord, bless Carolyn, God. God, this evening, tonight,
Lord, I know,
God, we know that you can fix, God. This
world,
tonight, God, we have our specifics,
Lord.
Bless her, God, and help her, God.
Lord, if your power can be against
every sickness, God, every problem, every trouble, God, every trial, every temptation, God.
God, I believe
bless her to be delivered.
She's at.
God, bless her to be delivered, God.
Lord, we call on your name, God. You're the God King.
Bless
you're the God who can
deliver,
Lord. You're the God who can strengthen. We believe that you're in the name
of Jesus. God, we pray and thank you, Lord. God, we pray and thank you, Lord. Praise the good Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is so good. God is good. Amen. I can't tell you what causes a man to bring turmoil and torment on his life by suicide. I can't tell you that tonight. But I can tell you one thing. God can render something to you that'll keep you from them thoughts. That'll keep you from them desires. You keep your eyes and mind on God. You won't have no temptations like that, no trials like that tonight. Amen. Praise the good Lord. Praise the good Lord. Good Lord. God bless these two prayer calls, God. God, there's a need tonight, Lord. God, there's a need tonight. God, you bless them, Lord. God, you bless them, Lord, for the blessings that they need, God. Bless them, God, for the heart of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know the heart. You know the soul, the mind, God. God bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, that you give the glory to
Jesus. Church, don't never give up on God. I tell you, we're living in a time where anything might happen, anything can occur. You don't know what kind of trap you'd be caught up in out there nowadays.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's best to have God on your side no matter what happens. Amen.
Wicked world.
As the Lord, it is. It's a wicked world. It's a dark generation out there today. Praise the Lord. The love of many is waxed worse already. I tell you that the land is full of people that wants to live a lawless lifestyle. They don't want to live according to the law. They don't want to show no respect for authority. And that goes all the way up to the White House. You know how to give these cops a bunch of run around and police them. Well, it goes all the way to the White House. They don't want to give a president no respect no more for nothing. So keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your prayer life held up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What page you got, Miss Pam?
285.
285.
Thank you.
in your life and lighten the way. I tell you what, you can't find a better way to go. Praise the Lord. I ain't searched out every way. I can tell you that. But when you meet the Lord, you don't need to look for another way. Praise the Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the Lord. You meet Jesus, you'll leave a different way, but it'll be His way. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got another sister?
149.
149.
When the storms of life rage in my head. Say she's just growing old and feeble, you know.
Right. And getting mad and
Yeah, his back popping, cracking, knees and ankles hurt, hands swell up, arthritis. That hand right there, I can't even hardly squeeze it. It hurt like somebody driving a nail in
it. It sure does. I know that feeling.
When I was down at my nephew's house this past weekend, he got a little girl 4 years old. And she said, she was sitting in my lap. She said, "Uncle Burrow, why do you look like that?" I said, "What you mean, baby? What? Look like what?" She said, "You look like you're getting old." I said, "I am getting old." She said, "Well, how old are you?" I said, "I just turned 60 a couple months ago." She said, "I'm 4. I said, "Baby, you got a long way to go to get 60. Praise the Lord. That girl knows and thinking about your heart. But you better make sure you got the Lord on your side. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm starting to count down now instead of counting up. Praise the Lord. I feel like I might be growing old and feeble now. Praise the Lord. What do you think, Sister Peggy? You want to give them?
I just know it from the Church of God, so I'm going to miss all up on it.
As long as it's from the Church of the Living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Robert Lee used to be glad to say that I am of the Church of God. I ain't talking about the organization, do you? Yeah, that's the way it's put. Praise the Lord. I tell you, ain't nothing wrong with being in God's organization. Praise the Lord. I kind of hate the thoughts of man's organization. Praise the Lord. Man's organization won't leave you just right sometimes. Paul says, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Now, you can follow the preacher, the teacher, Sunday school, and the superintendent and everything else, the organization too. If they follow the Word of God and follow the Bible, you can follow them. Make sure they follow God, though. Brother Sam, I don't want to take too many steps in the wrong direction. I'll be calling to stop. Whoa! Got to go a different way here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here you go. Now, I tell you, Brother Sam, now you're right. When it comes to all the S's and plurals and singular, and make sure you get all the commas and the hyphens and everything just right. But let me tell you something. He said one thought and one tittle, really. I mean, that comes down pretty close. That comes down pretty close. You need to make sure you hit the Word of God right straight down the line. There ain't no barrier when it comes to God. You can't walk to the left and to the right. He said, "Go straight." Amen. That way, where he says that the narrow way, it leads straight. That narrow way means straight.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Research that. Don't you like the way God wants you to go? That's the way to go. That's the best way. That's the way God wants you to go. It makes it simpler and easier. Amen. Just like we said this morning, the ways of a transgressor is harder. Here you go, Sister Peggy, sing for us.
Working the Roads. Old Church of God song.
All right.
Them Church of Gods could blast them out. They could do the same, Sister Peggy. They lived good back then.
Right.
I don't know where they live in that now. I don't know most of them.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
his life, he testified to him and talked to him and pleaded with him sometimes. Extend a helping hand to him. I don't know. But y'all pray for him. That Charles, he was a good fella. He come out a couple of times, you know. I'd give him a tip and stuff like that, you know, sometimes. Give him $20. But, Charles, I just don't understand what happened to him. You think he's leaving a smooth way behind sometimes. But the devil trips him up sometimes, Brother Sammy. I tell you, the devil can trip you up sometimes. I've heard people say he'll make you go further than you wanted to go. And he'll make you stay longer than you wanted to stay. You better watch out for that old Santa Bones. He's a sly one, buddy. He's a slick one. Y'all got another song, Sister Lisa? I tell you, we need to stay prayed up and caught up on our studying and praying and stuff. But you don't ever know. I don't ever know when I'm going to leave this world. I can tell you that. The Lord ain't showed me, ain't told me nothing. But I want to be prepared when it's time for me to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's going to come a time when we all going to leave here. It's once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. So we got to be ready. Amen. Be you ready for the moment you think not. Amen. I tell you, that's something that wakes me up is death. Death will wake you up, and it will. Especially when it's somebody you know. Kenny Kelly died last week, old buddy, 66. Shorty Kelly and Hill Kelly and all them great lips recorded. I've been knowing them all my life. And then Ronnie Goodwin, he died this past week right there in Laurel Hill, school buddy of mine. I was telling y'all about 60 years old. I went to school with him. And I didn't even know Charles had done this until today, and they buried him yesterday. I tell you, they say things like that. Death comes in threes. They sure come in three that time. I probably went to the funeral, I'm pretty sure, if I'd have known about it in time. I tell you something, it don't make any difference how you leave from him. You're going to go. But you got to go with God in your heart. You got to go with Jesus in your heart. Make sure you leave from here the right way. When the Lord calls your name, you got peace with God. Amen. Y'all ready?
It gives you something to shout about. That's your Lord. It gives you something to have to live for. Come on, Sister Amy. Y'all pray for us. You're coming for us with the word. Pray and ask God to bless you. Yeah.
Appreciate
you,
Lord.
Praise God. If you have the Bibles, we'll be back in Psalms. I've never been a preacher to take notes, but I did send the other week. I always tell them, so when you get up here, you don't take stuff from me. So I have to see what from the scripture. Psalms chapter 25. And verse 5. We're also going to be in Isaiah a little bit if you want to look at the place over there. That's Psalms chapter 25 and verse 5. And finally, if you would say amen.
Amen.
Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. I'm reading once more. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Praise the
Lord. Now, if you will, turn to Psalms chapter 39. We will be in Isaiah. I just said that. I'm sorry. We're going to Psalms one more time and then Isaiah. Psalms chapter 39 and verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Okay, now Isaiah. I probably should have clarified. I'm sorry. As Isaiah chapter 40. In verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40. In verse 31. And y'all can read this with me if you want to. This is a popular scripture. Everybody likes this one. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That sounds good. All right, y'all can be seated. Thank you for those statements. That's I heard some books, but that's my scripture.
You got
favorite verses of the Bible? You got Psalms. That's my favorite book. I love the rest of them, but I love Psalms. I keep coming back to Psalms. I can't help it, but. You know, I tell you what, the Lord laid that scripture on my heart. He said, in the first place of chapter we read was in Psalms. And let me get back to it right quick. He said, lead me and teach me, Lord.
Yeah.
I'll wait on you
all
day. All day. He said, the whole day, Brother Sammy. There's a lot of hours in the day. And most of the time, Brother Jonathan, I feel like there ain't enough hours. I said, Lord, I wish I could have 48-hour days just to get everything done.
Yeah.
But he said, I've waited on him all day to find out that truth and to see what he would teach.
Right.
He said, there's times, Grandma, when you're waiting, and you say, Lord, I know what I'm waiting for. I want my prayers answered. Uh-huh. I want to see this fixed. That's Mary and Martha. They were waiting on the Lord to get there to hear Lazarus.
Yeah.
They said 4 days they waited. They waited on him all day, every day. And even more than 4 days, because from the time Lazarus got sick, they sent word for him. It might have been 6 months, Sister Lisa, and they waited any day now.
Yeah.
He could show up any day. We just got to wait on him. And then after Lazarus was dead, they were still waiting on him.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, Sister B, you don't even know what you're waiting for.
That's
you just know you need something.
Right.
He said, Lord, what do I wait for?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I wait for, but I know I need something. Sister B, you can tell when your car is missing a part. If that bumper falls
salt. If you got sight, hearing, and salt, everybody knows the salt. When something's missing, Brother Tony, you can tell it's missing. Yeah. If you ain't got the oil in that car, it's going to make some funny noise. If you ain't got no gas, it's going to break down. And you can tell that something's missing. David said, I can tell that I need something else. And I'll stay there until I learn it or until you teach me. I don't know what. But he said, if I have to wait 1,000 years, I'll sit right here and wait.
That's right.
Brother Jonathan, you don't get saved and start out with wings.
No.
You have to wait.
Right.
Sister Carrie, you don't get saved and start out with wings. You have to wait. He said, those that would, how's that verse go again? On the Lord. Renew it. Walk. And you have to start at walking and not faint. No matter what comes on the left side or what comes on the right hand side, you have to start out walking and not faint. And you can only get sanctified and you run a little while, Sister Lisa, and you run and you say, Lord, help me not grow weary. If I can just run, and then when you get the Holy Ghost, you start to fly. And he said, I fly down with wings and eagles, and I no more be weary, and I no more faint. But you have to run and walk till you can fly. Walk. You have to start out walking. Sister Lisa, you don't hit the ground running.
That's right.
You get up from that altar. He said, Lord, I want you to save me.
Yeah.
And then you walk a little bit, Brother Sandy.
Right.
And then you run a little bit. You look
yeah,
back. And then you fly. But you start out slow, Sister Ariel. Right. You don't jump into this thing, you can't take it. When we go up, Sister Dina, to heaven, he's going to give us a new body. Because
yeah.
Our old body ain't going to take it.
Right.
We got to have something new, Sister Dina. I want to encourage you. Because the road is long, and it's hard, and there's a lot of times when you're doing like Mary and Martha, you just waiting on the road. Yeah, he said, I said so, said, I'll sit right here and wait, Brother Sam, until it comes. Where my problem comes from is walking, running in the wrong direction. Lord, I think if I just go this way, I can get something. Brother Sam, he said, those that wait on the Lord will renew that strength.
Christians is moving backwards. There's Christians is standing still when they should be running. And then
you just sanctified. Amen. Amen. If you've got the Holy Ghost, all three blessings. If what you're praying for, you want to answer,
Amen.
Here it is. The Lord said, wait.
Wait,
it's not alone. I tell you today, that's why patience is a virtue. And good things happen to those who wait. Mama always told me, haste makes waste. When I first started working at that daycare 7 years ago, I broke the broom, I broke the fire hydrant, and I broke the vacuum in my first week. My boss pulled me in the office and he said, is everything okay? I said, I'm in too big of a hurry. I said, I don't have time enough to get all this cleaning done, and I'm running around here rushing. He said, well, you actually need this. They'll have to stay there, and I'll pay them. But you just, well, you take all the time you need. If you don't finish it later. You just, my mom always told me, haste makes waste. Broke three things. Didn't take another check. Didn't charge me. Didn't penalize me. Didn't nothing. I'm still there. 7 years later, and I probably broke a couple more things. And it's all that. It is what it is. When you hire me, I forget, and I break things. It is what it is, sister Lisa. But rushing through things and trying to get further than you're capable and able to is not going to get you nowhere. You have to be ready for things. The Lord gives you time. He said, I won't let you be deceived. I said, I won't let you know. You know how many when stuff, something seems to happen? Sister Karen was having dreams. Sister Karen was having dreams. Sister Lisa was having dreams. Grandma Peggy's having dreams. Brother Sammy's having dreams. Danny had a dream. Mama had a dream. If something seems to happen, we get warnings.
Yes, we do.
We can look at everybody that's had a dream. That's over half the church that's had dreams about whatever seems to happen to whoever, to whatever church. A dream, and it don't even have to be us specifically. We get warned about stuff that's going to happen to other people. He said, I wouldn't let you be deceived. The Lord lets you, He helps you be ready for things. And that's just like getting more of the Lord. He has to help you be ready. So you wait. You wait. That's just like on our situation. Whatever's coming, we're waiting. But we know about it. We know about it, don't we? We don't know what it is, and we don't know who it's going to happen to. But we're waiting on it. We already know about it. You just wait. If you want an answer, wait. Just wait. Standing in one position don't mean you're moving backwards or you're not moving forward. It means you're doing what the Lord told you to do. And any time you obey the Lord, you're moving forward. But wait. Just wait. Now, I appreciate the Lord. I certainly appreciate y'all. And y'all keep praying for me that I was a little bit better with this cold. And it seems to, like, reboot it a little bit on me. So, y'all just keep me in your prayers. I certainly appreciate y'all and I appreciate the Lord.